And so letting the body settle into an agreeable posture. Bringing that friendly awareness to our experiences. And to ourselves. And beginning by just checking in with ourselves and just noticing whatever thoughts are bubbling up, just as they are. Letting this time of checking in with ourselves be an opportunity to cultivate a bit of stability. And as you're ready, noticing moods and emotions. Letting it all be here. And then scanning through the body, opening to whatever sensations are showing. With a friendly awareness. Ah, it's like this right now. And as you're ready, bringing attention into the whole body along with the breathing. A wide, spacious awareness of breath and body as a whole. Letting this be our anchor. For this practice in the present moment. And as we sit with this full body awareness, noticing sensations as they show, particular ones and naming them, a bit of tightness here, vibration there, pressure, sense of fullness, tingling vibration. Contraction, expansion. So noticing particular sensations, how they arise and pass away. impermanent and arising out of a multitude of conditions and causes. Noting, naming sensations. Nothing to figure out, just to abide with. Nothing to fix. Now add another step in as you notice particular sensations. Can you notice too the feeling tone, the Vedana attached to them? Pleasant sensations, unpleasant, neither pleasant nor unpleasant. So for example, you might feel a sense of pressure with the sitting at the buttocks. Maybe it's neither pleasant nor unpleasant. The breath you may experience is neither. There may be a particular ache somewhere. Aching, or pulling, tightness. And so you name it. And then unpleasant. Unpleasant. Maybe there's a sense of tingling. You name it, tingling. Vibration. Pleasant. Or a sense of fullness to the breath. Sense of ease with the breath. Ease. Releasing. Pleasant. So naming sensations and attaching, as best you can, a feeling tone, a Vedana. That's the proper word for feeling tone, Vedana. Attach that to the sensation. And now, as we sit with breath and body as a whole, drawing attention in particular to pleasant sensations, scanning the body, looking for them. Maybe the breath is experienced as pleasant, tingling at the fingers, the hands, pleasant. Opening the awareness to pleasant sensations, simply noticing. Noticing if cultivating awareness of pleasant sensations is also cultivating a little bit of stability or well-being or confidence. Sometimes, as we notice pleasant sensations or experiences, we can get caught in wanting more of it, caught in craving. We may spin off into fantasies of more pleasant sensations or experiences. Can we just notice that without judgment? This is what can happen with the pleasant Vedana. And we just come back to noticing pleasant sensations as they are. Noticing any relief from letting go of craving, relief of dukkha. Sometimes awareness of pleasant sensations leads to a fading out of awareness. We just get so relaxed and easeful that sloth and torpor can set in. So just noticing that. And coming back to noticing pleasant sensations as they are. Now let's take a bit of time to notice neither pleasant nor unpleasant sensations, short form being neutral. So these are the sensations that we often don't even notice. They go under the radar. And it's going to be different for different people. But here's some popular ones. Neither pleasant nor unpleasant. The earlobes. Underneath the chin. The length of the torso at the sides, all the way up to and including the underarms. Often unpleasant. Or pardon me, often neither unpleasant nor pleasant, neutral. And there may be other spots for you that you can just bring awareness to. Here too, the breathing may be experienced as neither pleasant nor unpleasant at times. Because there's no attachment to anything with the neither pleasant nor unpleasant, we may feel a little bit of stability as we notice these places in the body. And stability breeds well-being, fosters confidence, perhaps. Perhaps not. Noticing. Sometimes when there's a neither pleasant nor unpleasant anchor, we can get caught up in craving, wanting more stimulation. Boredom can set in, sloth and torpor. And with craving, we may launch into pleasant fantasies, and sometimes even unpleasant, looking for entertainment. And indeed, any of the hindrances may show. Simply noticing these places of dukkha and coming back to simply noticing neutral sensations as they are. And now for a while, let's shift to noticing unpleasant sensations. Tightness, contraction, pulling, pressure, aching, unpleasant. And can we open to these just as they are? Noticing how they're changing. How we didn't determine them. They are conditioned arisings. To be held in mindful awareness, loving awareness. Interestingly, sometimes unpleasant sensations, by virtue of really holding our attention, making it very keen, there's a sense of stability with this. So the awareness is sharper. unpleasant sensations can really get us caught up in aversion, reactivity. Oh, I don't like this. When will this end? How long is she going to make me sit with unpleasant sensations? Yada, yada. And with aversion and reactivity can come craving for the pleasant, spinning off into a fantasy. Or any of the other hindrances, restlessness, anxiety, sloth and torpor, doubt. It's easy to spin off with the unpleasant and lose our mindful awareness. Can we simply notice and come back? Just unpleasant sensations coming and going. Can we release second arrows? And sometimes too, if the overall state of the mind is pleasant, which can often happen when we've been sitting for a while, we can hold the unpleasant with some ease. And that may actually be experienced as pleasant, the holding of the unpleasant. The feeling of confidence with that, and stability, and even well-being. Can we be the witness to our experiences as they are? And when you're at home, you might like to take longer with this practice, noticing feeling tone of different sensations as they show, or systematically going through pleasant, neither, and unpleasant with interest, with friendly interest. And so in this last minute or so, just resting in breath and body as a whole, noticing whatever is arising and passing in body and their feeling tones.